And then it's such a food. Okay. So we listen to the Malay part first, the Indonesian, then we listen to the Nepali. Okay. So I read to you first. Huh? Kita membaca bahagian apa dalam bahasa Indonesia dahulu. Ini petikan dari Matius pasal kedua ayat 1 sampai ke 6. So this is Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 6. Sesudah Yesus dilahirkan di Bethlehem di tanah Yudea, pada zaman Raja Herodes, datanglah orang-orang Majus dari timur ke Yerusalem dan bertanya-tanya, di manakah dia, Raja orang Yahudi yang baru dilahirkan itu? Kami telah melihat bintangnya di timur dan kami datang untuk menyembah dia. Ketika Raja Herodes mendengar hal itu, terkejutlah dia berserta seluruh Yerusalem. Maka dikumpulkannya semua imam kepala dan ahli Taurat bangsa Yahudi. Lalu dimintanya keterangan dari mereka di mana Mesias akan dilahirkan. Mereka berkata kepadanya, di Bethlehem di tanah Yudea, kerana demikianlah ada tertulis dalam kitab Nabi. Dan engkau Bethlehem tanah Yahudia, Yahuda, engkau sekali-kali bukanlah yang terkecil di antara mereka yang memerintah Yahuda. Kerana daripada mula akan bangkit seorang pemimpin yang akan menggembalakan umatku Israel. Begitu bunyinya nas Alkitab. Sekarang kita mendengar nas Alkitab yang sama itu dalam bahasa Nepal. Okay? So we have the Nepali one. The recorded message we hear the same passage. Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 6. Jadi begitu bunyinya petikan dari Matius pasal kedua ayat ke 1 sampai ke 6. So we have just heard Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to verse 6. And normally when we go out every week to have Bible study with you, we try to keep within 10 minutes. We read the passage, we speak not more than 10 minutes. The same also tonight. Although with translation, it will be slightly longer, but we try to keep within 10 minutes. When we study the Bible every week for 10 minutes, every week, you see, at the end of the year, we have studied so much. So it is important for us to study regularly, even though it is only 10 minutes. So with time, we would learn a lot of things. Setiap hari Sabtu malam, kami keluar untuk menjangkau. Di mana-mana tempat ada kumpulan tertentu, kami membaca nas Alkitab dan setelah itu kami akan menyampaikan huraiannya. Tidak melebihi 10 minit. Sungguh pun hanya 10 minit. Kalau dilakukan setiap minggu pada akhir tahun, kita sudah banyak mempelajari dari Alkitab. Yang penting ialah kita melakukannya setiap minggu. Dan dengan cara itu, kita dapat mempelajari dari Alkitab dengan baik. So, malam ini juga, kita cuba jangan melebihi 10 minit. Sungguh pun ada terjemahan agak mungkin lebih dari 10 minit sedikit, tapi kita cuba jangan panjangkan waktu kita berada di sini. So, we see from this passage, we want to learn a few things. When the Lord Jesus Christ was born, certain wise men from the east saw the star and they knew, they understood. They saw, they understood what that star represented. So they followed the star and came to look for Jesus Christ. They knew he is a king. They knew that he was going to be born in the nation of Israel. So they call him King of Israel or King of the Jews. See, it does not mean that he is already king, but rather that he is a king of some kind and he is born in Israel. So if you put together, you can wrongly understand, oh, he is the king of the Jews, or he will one day be the king of the Jews. No, no, no. He is a king. He is a big king, king above all kings, and he is going to be born in Israel. Okay? So he is not just king of Israel, he's king over all kings in the whole universe. Many people misunderstand. They think that he is already a king, or he will one day be a king only of Israel. But actually what it means is that he will be from Israel, but he is king over all kings. He is much bigger than a normal king. Jadi kita harus mengerti, orang-orang bijaksana, orang majus yang bijaksana ini melihat bintang itu, mereka mengerti ini ada kena-mengena dengan Juruselamat yang dijanjikan. Maka mereka mengikuti bintang itu sampai untuk bertemu dengan orang yang dilahirkan ini. Dan mereka tahu bahawa dia ini seorang raja yang besar. Dan dia akan dilahirkan di negara Israel, negara orang Yahudi. Ini tak bermaksud bahawa dia seorang raja untuk negara Israel sahaja. Bukan. Yang dimasukkan ialah dia raja, raja yang sangat besar, lebih tinggi, lebih besar dari semua raja yang ada di dunia ini. Dan dia akan dilahirkan di negara Israel, dia akan dilahirkan sebagai orang Israel. Jadi jangan disalahkan, dia raja orang Israel bukan bermaksud dia raja hanya untuk negara Israel. Tetapi dua perkara ini harus diasingkan. Dia raja yang sangat tinggi, sangat besar. Dan kebetulan dia akan dilahirkan sebagai seorang Yahudi, orang Israel. Okay? Now, these are wise men. They came so far. What did they want to do? To worship this king. Because they understood this king was promised by God. This king is somehow so great, greater than all kings. And where would he be born? God has chosen that he would be born in Israel. So they came to worship him. Jadi mereka orang ini, orang bijaksana, mereka mengerti bahawa raja ini ialah raja yang sangat besar, yang dijanjikan oleh Tuhan. Dan dia sudah dilahirkan di Israel. Maka mereka bersusah payah datang jauh-jauh. Apa tujuan mereka? Untuk menyembahnya. Yang kita ingin tanyakan diri kita malam ini ialah, adakah kita menyambut kedatangan raja yang sangat besar ini dengan tujuan ingin menyembahnya? Kebanyakan orang mendengar berita bahawa raja yang sangat besar itu sudah datang, dia sudah dilahirkan, tetapi mereka tak mengindahkan berita ini. Mereka tak menghirau, tak peduli. There are those who hear the coming of this great king, but they are not like this wise man who came with the purpose of worshipping the king. Many people just hear the good news of the coming of the king, but they are not bothered. It doesn't stir them. It doesn't affect them. They simply are not interested. So that is not good. Then another reaction is the other extreme. King Herod, he was shaken and he was frightened and he felt threatened. He felt that this king is going to take over his place. So he began to seek out this person in order to destroy him. Yang ada orang pula, ada perasaan atau tindakan yang sangat ekstrim seperti Raja Herodes ini. Sedengar saja berita bahawa ada seorang yang itu dilahirkan sebagai raja itu, dia terkejut, dia kaget, dia terasa bahawa kedudukannya akan dicabar oleh raja yang baru ini, maka dia coba mencarinya untuk memusnahkannya. So some people, see, they don't realize that it is already bad enough not to bother about this king that is who is born. But they go to the extent of trying to destroy this king. Now this king is sent by God. And this king is actually God himself. He is actually God who has become man. And when we talk about God, it's too high, too deep a subject for us to understand with our human mind. We only understand what God reveals to us, what God tells us. See? And therefore, when God became man, and this God is the Son of God, we begin to have difficulty understanding. But the person who is coming is the Son of God. And he come to be real man, but real man without sin. Orang yang datang ini, itu dia Tuhan dan dia juga anak Tuhan. Kalau kita menyentuh perkara keilahian, itu perkara yang sangat mendalam dan sangat tinggi. Kita makhluk yang dicipta oleh Tuhan ini, maka kita ciptaannya tak tentu. Tentu kita tidak mungkin mengenalinya sedalam-dalamnya. Kita tak akan mengetahui segala-galanya mengenai Tuhan ini. Kita hanya dapat tahu sekadar mana Tuhan ini menyatakan diri kepadanya, wayunya kepada kita. Barulah kita tahu sebanyak yang diwayukan itu. Maka kita harus terima bahawa orang yang datang ini bukan orang biasa. Dia benar-benar manusia. Dia menjadi manusia yang benar, tetapi bukan seperti kita. Dia tidak ada dosa. Hati kita semua kotor, tetapi dia tidak kotor. Kerana apa? Kerana dia anak Tuhan. Kerana dia datang dari syurga. We say he's real man, truly man like us, except that he does not have sin. How can that be? He has no sin. Yes, because he came from heaven, and also he sent in order to carry out an important task, which is to save his people from sin. So we must remember that he is the Son of God. He has come to become real man, but without sin. Now look at us. We are people who are born with sin. See, whether you are from Nepal, whether you are from Myanmar, whatever country you come from, you discover your heart is not clean. See, and we know your heart is not clean because your thinking is not clean. Your speaking is not always truthful. Your actions are not always right. See, so all these show to us that our hearts are not clean because from the source, the water flows out. So if the source is poisonous, the water that comes out, we collect the water you want to drink, poison. So you trace the water, it's from the source. So our actions, thinking, speaking, doing, all can be traced to our heart. Our heart is not clean. Where do we get this unclean heart from? It's from our parents, and we trace to the first man, Adam, and his wife, Eve. That is where the sin comes from. Adam disobeyed God. His heart became twisted. His heart became filthy. And so his children, we are all his children. That's where our sins come from. Compared to Jesus Christ, he came from heaven. He did not come from Adam. This makes the big difference. Okay? Jadi, kalau kita bangsa keturunan Adam. Adam, nenek moyang kita itu, bapa keluhuran kita itu, dari awal-awal dia dah manusia yang pertama, dia dan istrinya Hawa itu, mereka tidak taat kepada perintah Allah, mereka berdosa, dan kerana berdosa maka keturunan mereka semua ada sifat berdosa, dan kita ini semua keturunan Adam dan Hawa. Itulah sebabnya kita semua, tak kira apa pembangsa kita, dari Indonesia, Myanmar atau Malaysia, kita sama ada hati yang kotor. Jadi kita diberitahu, orang yang datang ini raja yang besar. Dia ada kuasa lebih besar dari semua raja. Takutkah kepada raja negara ini? Jangan main-main dengan dia. Kalau ada buat salah di sini, terhadap raja di sini, susah nanti. Anda sekalian bukan dari sini. Jangan membuat salah terhadap raja di sini. Begitu juga, dulu Nepal ada raja, bukan? Sekarang sudah tak ada lah. Dia ada tapi dia tak ada kuasa. Kalau saya pergi ke Nepal, saya jangan main-main. Jangan pergi buat kacau di sana. Nanti kalau saya ditangkap di sana, jangan main-main, saya bukan orang Nepal. Saya mau cepat-cepat keluar, jangan buat salah di sana. Okay? So, we don't fool around with the king. Say, you are in Malaysia, there is a king here. You don't say bad things about the king. You get into trouble. Say, and you're not from here. You will face very severe trouble. Similarly, when I go to Nepal used to have a king. That king is still around, actually, but he has no more power. But there was a time when he was in power.
So when I go to Nepal, I don't say bad things about the king. I get myself into trouble. I'm a foreigner there. I go there and then I do bad things towards the king. That is very foolish. If we know all this in our life, we know it's foolish to go against an earthly king. Why is it that we are doing wrong towards the greatest king of all? It's foolish of us. Foolish of us. See, Jesus Christ is the greatest king of all. And you dare to challenge him, you dare to ignore him, you dare to try to fight him. It's very foolish. See, jadi kalau dalam kehidupan biasa, kita tak berani melawan seorang raja, raja manusia, raja sebuah negara. Kita mendapat masalah besar nanti. Kalau kita tahu hal ini, mengapa kita berani melawan raja yang lebih besar dari semua raja? Dia itu Yesus Kristus. Kita mau melawan dia, kita mau mencabarnya, kita mau mencari masalah dengannya. Itu perkara yang sangat bodoh itu. We are doing wrong. We are very foolish to do so. That is why, from this passage, we must understand Jesus Christ is a great ruler. He has great power. Therefore, we should tremble before him. We should fear him. We should reverence him. We must behave correctly. See? Itulah sebabnya kita harus menghormatinya. Kita harus waspada. Dan kita harus takut kepadanya. Kerana dia pemimpin besar. Dia pemimpin yang mempunyai kuasa yang besar. But wait a moment. There is something that is said here. We are told that he will shepherd his people, Israel. In the Bible, the word Israel is a reference to all people who truly believe in Jesus Christ. It is not a reference to the country of Israel. It is not a reference to the people of Israel. I can prove to you that the Bible uses the word Israel in different ways. One way is to refer to the country of Israel and the people during the Old Testament time. But in the New Testament, God wants the gospel to be spread to different nations. And when they come to faith in Jesus Christ, they are regarded as spiritual Israel. They are the people, the true people of God. So in other words, the Israel of this world is only a picture, a shadow, a type of the true Israel of God, the spiritual Israel of God. Okay? If you grasp that, you understand that, you discover, you'll find out that you understand the Bible better. Many things begin to make more sense. Okay? Kita harus mengenali satu perkara yang lain. Pemimpin yang besar ini, yang mempunyai kuasa yang besar itu, yang seharusnya kita hormati itu, dinyatakan kepada kita bahawa dia akan membimbing, dia akan menggembalakan umatnya orang Israel. Tapi siapa saja orang Israel? Satu perkara yang harus difahami kita ialah dalam Alkitab, dalam zaman Perjanjian Lama, negara Israel dan umat Israel itu dipanggil orang Israel. Okay? Tapi dalam Perjanjian Baru, Injil harus disiarkan, dikabarkan kepada, disebarkan kepada semua bangsa. Dan sesiapa yang bertobat dan percaya kepada Yesus Kristus, mereka menjadi umat Israel rohani. Mereka benar-benar umat Tuhan, umat Allah. Mereka menjadi orang yang dipunyai oleh Tuhan. Jadi, dengan lain kata, umat Israel dalam dunia ini hanya gambaran kepada umat Israel rohani, iaitu semua orang yang percaya kepada Yesus Kristus. And we note that this great king who has great power, whom we must fear, we must reverence, we must respect him. This great king is going to shepherd his people, Israel. And since these people, Israel, are people who believe in him, people who follow him. We learn these great things to our comfort. He is going to be our shepherd. A shepherd takes good care of his sheep. He feeds the sheep. He leads the sheep to the place where there is plenty full of water. He leads the sheep to the place where it is cooling. When the sun is shining hot, he's cooling. Then this shepherd also protects the sheep from wild animals. When the lions come to want to eat the bear, the sheep, the shepherd will chase the lion away. And when the sheep is sick, the shepherd will carry the sheep to a special place and take care of the sheep until the sheep is well. So the shepherd feeds the sheep, he protects the sheep, he takes care of the sheep. See? Now this is wonderful news. Who will do that in the family? We know, of course, father and mother should take care of the children. And often we think of the mother when we are sick. You see, two persons we want to have when we are sick. First, we want our mother. Yes, mother, mother. See? Then we want a doctor. The doctor is to help us get cure. Mother, because we are sick and our heart is so sore and we feel so depressed, and the closest person to us when we are sick is mother. Mother, we want mother to be present. That's why when you become a mother, you see, when your child gets sick, you must call him up. If he's far away, you must make sure that you show your concern, because it's so important. The child needs, first of all, comfort. See? And of course, one day when you grow up, when you get married, you see, then the bond with your wife becomes so close that it becomes even closer than with your mother. So the first person you think of is your wife, your dear wife. You see, if your wife can be around, you feel so comforted. Then the next person you want is to get a doctor. A doctor. See? Jadi, waktu kita jatuh sakit, kita yang paling mau ada dua orang saja. Yang kita inginkan ialah dua orang. Satu ialah emak kita, mamak kita. Ha, kita inginkan mamak kita di samping kita dan mendampingi kita. Waktu itu kita lemah dan kita rasa kesunyian, kesepian. Kita inginkan emak bersama dengan kita. Dan orang kedua ialah doktor. Doktor untuk mengupati kita, merawat kita. Dan semakin kita membesar, satu hari kita akan ada bernikah dan mendapat seorang isteri. Waktu itu hubungan kita dengan isteri semakin rapat. Waktu kita jatuh sakit, kita inginkan isteri kita berdamping dengan kita. Kemudian kita baru cari doktor. Itulah sebabnya kita kalau ada anak, waktu anak kita jatuh sakit, kita harus menunjukkan prihatin kita. Kita mau telefonnya, tanyakan dia bagaimana dan memberi nasihat kepadanya dan meminta rakan kita untuk cepat-cepat mengunjunginya dan mencarikan doktor. Nah, itu penting. Okay? So, dari sini kita dapati seorang gembala, seorang raja yang besar ini, mempunyai kuasa besar ini, dia akan menggembalakan umatnya, iaitu orang-orang Kristian. Macam mana dia memimpin mereka? Pertama, dia membekalkan makanan yang secukupnya. Kedua, dia membimbing mereka ke tempat yang teduh supaya tak kena matahari yang terik. Dan ketiga, kalau ada binatang buas yang cuba datang memusnahkan dombanya, dia akan mempertahankan domba-dombanya dari serigala atau dari singa itu. Jadi ini yang diberikan, ajaran ini diberikan kepada kita untuk menunjukkan orang yang kuat, yang berkuasa besar ini tak perlu kita kaget kepadanya sehingga kita ingin menyembunyikan diri. Tidak, kita ingin mendampinginya, inginkan dilindungi olehnya. Kerana di samping ada kuasa yang besar yang ditakuti oleh orang lain, tetapi dia sayangkan umatnya. Ini penting. Dua ciri ini digabungkan. And we must understand that this king with great power, who is feared by everyone, is also the king who shows his love to his people. And therefore, his people are not going to run away from him. Instead, they would desire to to draw near to him as close as possible, to be under his shadow, to be under his care, because he is a great shepherd to his people. Jesus Christ came to this world as the great shepherd who laid down his life for his people. Yesus Kristus ialah gembala besar yang datang ke dunia ini dan dia mengorbankan nyawanya untuk menyelamatkan umatnya. So you see now why he came to die. He came to save his people. He paid for the sins of his people. Then on the third day he rose again and he has gone to heaven. He's waiting for us. So we who hear this news, we come to believe in Jesus Christ. We know he is our great king. He has great power. He's the greatest king of all. Everyone will be afraid of him. But he is also our great shepherd. He loves us. He takes care of us. And we would like to draw near to him because he is our great hero. He's our great shepherd. Yeah, he loves us. And he's all powerful. So you see the combination of these two pictures. He's a powerful king whom everyone fears. Everyone fears him, you see. But he is at the same time the great shepherd, the good shepherd. He laid down his life for his people. He saves them from their sin, you see. And he loves them. So the combination of these two pictures, a powerful, great king whom everyone fears, but we, his people, we who have trusted in him, we want to draw near to him because he loves us. He cares for us. This is Jesus Christ. Ini dia Yesus Kristus. Dua ciri utama ini digabungkan. Dia seorang raja yang mempunyai kuasa yang sangat besar, yang ditakuti oleh semua orang. Tetapi dia juga seorang gembala yang sayangkan umatnya. Dia sudah pun mati dan bangkit semula untuk menyelamatkan mereka dari dosa. Dan sekarang dia berada di syurga. Dan kita ingin mendampinginya. Ini dia dua ciri utama. Yesus seorang pemimpin yang besar kuasanya, yang ditakuti semua orang. Dan dia juga gembala besar kita yang sayangkan umatnya. Ini dia Yesus Kristus. So we want to draw to a close. Christmas is about the coming of Jesus Christ. And remember, he's a great king that everyone will know about and they will fear. They will be afraid of him. But he is also the great shepherd who saves his people from their sin, who loves his people. This combination of the two characteristics is our Savior, Jesus Christ. So we want you to know that there is this great king who is also our great shepherd. That's why we invite you to come and find out more about Jesus Christ. And then really come to follow him, trust in him. He really is a great king and he is a great shepherd who loves his people. You see how much you miss out when you do not know Jesus Christ? Ini yang kami ingin sampaikan kepada anda. Bahwa Yesus Kristus ialah juru selamat kita. Dia ini raja yang sangat besar kuasanya, yang ditakuti semua orang. Tetapi dia juga gembala yang sayangkan umatnya. Dia mengorbankan nyawanya untuk menyelamatkan kita dari dosa. Dan dia akan senantiasa memimpin kita dan prihatin terhadap kita. Dia kasih kepada kita. Jadi kalau anda tidak mengenali juru selamat ini, bukankah sayang sekali? Bukankah sayang sekali? Sayang sekali. Come to know this Savior. It's such a pity that you don't know him. You see now why we are constantly coming to you to teach about Jesus Christ. We really want you to benefit from his care. He is the only Savior God has sent to this world. He is this Savior who is a great king who loves his people. Jadi kami inginkan anda sekalian mengenali siapa Tuhan ini, juru selamat ini. Dia yang diutuskan Tuhan untuk menyelamatkan kita. So we will end here tonight and may this Christmas be special to you. May this Christmas will be different from all other Christmas you have come across in the past. Let this Christmas be a new beginning for you. biarlah hari Natal, Christmas kali ini beda dari yang lain, yang lepas itu, yang lalu itu. Yang biarlah Natal kali ini menyebabkan kita mendapat kehidupan yang baru. Biar Natal ini menjadi permulaan kehidupan baru kita. Okay. So we will stop here. We will now.